Light beer, dark money. Agree on something. Politics, culture, and the intersection of faith, freedom, and free enterprise. And now, live from the Star Worldwide Network studios, here are your hosts, Light Beer Chris Clements and Dark Money Sean Noble.
Welcome back to another episode of Light Beer, Dark Money. I'm Sean Noble.
And I'm Chris Clements.
And this is one of those episodes that is going to be focused on a policy issue.
Oh, wow.
And usually we'll have a guest, and maybe, you know, we'll have a guest about this at some point, I'm sure. But this is something I just wanted to bring to people's attention because it's out there, and I think that people need to be aware of it. Now, as many people know, I am a Tesla owner.
You are.
I have gone green.
You are a Tesla owner in a climate that actually is quite amenable to Tesla.
Yes, yes. I don't have to worry about freezing
cold. As we saw last week,
Chicago
is not.
Right, right.
Minnesota, not so much.
Now, I'm not a Tesla owner
Those videos were great.
Yeah.
I wanted to text you.
I didn't buy the Tesla because I am anti-oil or anti-fossil fuels or pro-green energy. I bought it because it's a freaking awesome car.
Yeah, yeah. Elon Musk has made a singular type of vehicle that is revolutionary in many ways.
Yeah, it is. I set that up because I want to show that I can see the benefits of technology advances, that kind of thing. But we can't do the things that we're doing to get away from oil and gas and fossil fuels and that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, despite what the left might tell you, fossil fuels are going to be around for a long, long time.
But unless...
What the people in Davos exclaimed last week.
Yeah. So here's a scenario I want to just lay out. If what's going on right now comes to, you know, if actually the people who are doing what they're doing are successful. Let's assume it's 2050. And you're at home cooking dinner. You have to do this on an all-electric operation because they've outlawed gas.
They've outlawed gas, which is more efficient.
Your cooking is going to not be as great.
A better cooking experience.
And then all of a sudden, all your lights go off. Suddenly your lights go off, turn off. But you know what? You're used to this.
Yeah, because it happens all the time. Because of rolling blackouts, just like in California.
It's nighttime, the wind's not blowing, because everything's been, by 2050, everything's been moved to solar. And
not natural gas.
And wind. Natural gas.
No coal. No nuclear. I thought the left was coming around to nuclear.
They're not. Some of them are. Well, these guys that I'm talking about are. Because you see, back in 2024, 2025, you had environmental activists recruit like-minded state attorneys general to sue the oil companies.
Oil companies, which they're doing.
Because of climate change.
Yeah.
And bankrupted them. They went out of business. And so now we're stuck with solar and wind. And as a result, our electricity rates are
skyrocketing.
1,000% higher.
Oh, completely.
So literally, the average consumer is paying somewhere close to $2,000 a month for their utility bill.
Except for the ultra rich.
Well,
the ultra rich probably have an alternative.
Well, they might. They might.
Well, because the socialists always take care of
it. That's right. But to make matters worse, that all of this stuff to help the climate hasn't actually helped the climate.
No.
Because India and China have continued to build coal plants. They're now spewing more CO2 in a week than what the United States was doing in a year in 2023.
Of course.
So
it's all a joke.
Does it seem far-fetched?
And you're buying your Tesla still with batteries made where? Not here.
Not here.
In China.
Right.
And guess what happens when you get in an accident and those batteries are damaged?
I don't know. They catch fire?
They catch fire.
Yeah.
And guess what happens with that car? It's pretty much total.
Well,
because you can't replace, you can't do anything with it. The repair costs are 30 to 40 grand.
Right. But anyway, so the challenge, what I'm hitting on.
So don't get
in
an accident.
Yeah, right.
You're done.
What I'm getting at is that there is actually an effort that the radical environmentalists are, Keith Ellison, Minnesota, is one of them. progressive AGs in blue states are suing energy companies basically to affect policy that they can't get passed in the legislative way, right? Yeah. So they can't get passed. They did not get the Green New Deal. They couldn't get that through Congress. They can't get state legislatures to pass these radical, you know, pro-green policies. And so they're going to the courts and they're suing these major companies in state courts, not federal court, in state court, even though energy policy is a federal issue.
Yeah.
So it's a mess. And I think people need to be paying attention because, I mean, it's also one of the things. So there's a couple of different law firms that are leading the charge on this, and they're being funded by organizations. So literally, green organizations are funding the law firms to do this. A bunch of the money for the organizations is coming from China.
Of course.
I mean, it's just...
Of course.
It's insane.
China or George Soros.
Well, yeah,
one both. Of the two.
Probably both.
Yeah.
Probably both. But literally, one of our biggest adversaries is funding...
Of course they are.
These guys.
Of course they are. And they're also the leading makers of, like I said, batteries.
Yeah. I mean, they're literally in... trying to position us to be able to hold us hostage. They want to make us energy independent on them.
Yep.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is scary.
And it's a threat to our national security.
100%.
Energy independence is the best thing we could do for our national security. And Joe Biden has destroyed that.
100%. And these guys, you know, they're continuing
to... We should have John Hart and Drew Bond talk about this.
We should have those guys
on. With C3 Solutions.
You know who else we should have is Tom Pyle.
Yeah.
He's talked about this before.
Absolutely.
So we'll get these guys on to talk about it. But just go out, Google, you know, U.S. or Attorney General suit Big Oil, and you'll see all kinds of stuff. About and so one of the things that we'll talk about this more for sure and give our listeners opportunities to get involved.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stuff. So anyway,
no, it's more, you know, that the climate crisis is not something that people like to talk about, but conservatives and Republicans need to be engaged.
We've got to be engaged because if we don't fight against this stuff and call it out, then it's going to sneak up on us, and we're going to.
And then you're going to have rolling blackouts like they had in Texas.
Yes.
A year ago, and it's going to get worse.
It's only headed the wrong direction.
Yep.
Power will be more expensive. It'll be less reliable, and you know, people are going to suffer.
Yeah, and we're a country of immense wealth in terms of natural resources. That we should take full advantage of.
100%. I mean, that's
full advantage of. And the fact that we have a president who is steering us in the opposite direction, making us more reliant on foreign oil, less reliant on domestic energy production, and then having their own leftist attorneys generals try to put our oil companies out of business is criminal.
Well, and at the same time,
it doesn't hurt the ultra rich, like I said.
Right. Right.
The ultra-rich socialists flying their private jets to Davos to talk about climate crisis when they're the ones, you know, they just want to get rich off of it.
Yeah,
exactly. It doesn't hurt them. They're going to have some sort of solution for themselves.
It's going to be the little guy.
It's going to be the little guy.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, that's us. We're looking out for the little guy.
And John Kerry, that means you phony.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a good one.
God bless.